the top. Yeah. At the top, there's room for everybody. Yeah. Is that right?
We know that the Word of God has blessed you richly as you have listened to this Word in power and excellence. Listen each Sunday at the same time or visit us at 416 DeSoto Street for regular scheduled services, Sunday school starting at 9:45 a.m., Sunday morning worship beginning at 11 o'clock a.m., Wednesdays 7 o'clock p.m., or phone us at 318-253-6232 or 318-264-0301 or on the World Wide Web at pdusk3@aol.com. And remember, there is always room at the cross for you. Now there is
power. You are listening to the very best of community radio and presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 N.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
It's that time of year again. Spring has come, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is abuzz and planning its annual Family Day concert, Saturday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street, Leesville, Louisiana. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Reverend Joseph L. Garner, Sr., pastor, is the place where God blesses his people. Each year, Family Day showcases people and persons to the beloved the community of Leesville, with the finest and most entertaining vocalists and groups in the music industry. So with that said, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church 2014 Family Day presents Stellar and Grammar Award winners, the world-renowned Gospel Quartet, Harvey Watkins, and the Canton Spirituals of Canton, Mississippi.
Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. From a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much.
It's gonna be a foot stomping, toe tapping, and hand clapping time in the house of Zion. Put your praise shoes on, come dressed and ready to praise like never before. If you haven't experienced the essence of the Canton Spiritual, you miss a portion of a little heaven on earth. Come and be blessed. Tickets are a $20 donation. Tickets available at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 337-238-1779. In Alexandria at KAYT, 318-484-2525.
Our Father, we thank you that you are a mighty God. You have the power, oh God, and we thank you for every blessing that we receive now, even through your word. Thank you for all of the good things you've done in our lives. Lord, we thank you for every blessing, for every benefit. We thank you that we don't have to wonder about your power. Your power is evident. Your power is real in our lives. We thank you that you are a mighty God. We ask you now to bless us, Lord, through the preached word. Give us grace, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I want to just say by way of reminder right here that on next Sunday, we will be traveling to Lake Charles to the Messiah Baptist Church for their pastor's anniversary. Amen. And choir, you already have your two songs. That's the second one. Amen. The other one, what was that? Y'all remember. Amen. Come on, let's thank God for the best choir. There's a bright side, yes. And mighty God. And look, this is what we need, Pleasant Hill. We're going to help a district moderator celebrate, I think this is his 23rd anniversary. And that is no small thing, amen, for us to be invited to such an event as this. So I don't want us to go half-stepping. I want us to go representative of the blessings that God has bestowed upon Pleasant Hill, amen. So I need those choir members who are in the audience, I need y'all to be at rehearsal Tuesday. Amen. Any of you out there who've been thinking about joining the choir, now is the time. We want y'all to be here at rehearsal on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for choir rehearsal. And then we want to encourage all of our ushers. We thank God. That's one thing I never have to worry about is our ushers. Amen. They travel in full force. And ushers, we need you. But not only choir members, not only ushers, we need all of you members. Amen. And let me say this. Let me give out a special appeal to those of you who share with us from Fort Polk. You are part of this family. You are part of this family. Amen. And so I want you to feel so much a part of the family that you'll make preparations to travel with us on this coming Sunday to Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're going to have a good time. I promise you, you'll be glad that you made the trip. We have our bus, our vans will be traveling, and we will leave here at 2:30 on next Sunday. At 2:30, the service starts at 4. So we'll leave here at 2:30. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And what I want to do is to encourage you. We're going to just read verse 22. But I want you in your private time, amen, when you get home, take the time to read verses 9 through verses 22. But just to read into your hearing today, let's look at verse 22. And there you will find these words. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Amen. And I want to talk today, and this message is first and foremost for our new deacons and new deaconesses, but it is for all of us today. I want to encourage us, amen, to let God direct you. Let God direct you. And a part of that directing, again, amen, is following the leadership that God has given you. If in the army there's a general, then in the church we know Jesus is general. No. He's up above that. He's commander in chief. Can I get a witness? Amen. And so we follow our commander in chief, and then he's got a few generals scattered around. And you honor him by honoring and giving obedience to those leaders that he has placed over you. Tell your neighbor, let God direct you. Thank you, ushers. If you want to do something that you have never done, you're going to need an expertise that you've never had. God knows where you have been and where you are headed. And the really good news is he knows how to get you there. Amen. If you've ever had to deal with the GPS, Global Positioning Satellite, you know, those are those instruments that some of us have in our vehicles that we can plug in an address, amen, and it will direct us on how to get to where we're trying to go. Amen. God wants to be our GPS. And is there anybody here today who knows that you're better off by letting God direct you? Because one of the things I know that divine direction will always enlist your participation, but it will also stretch your imagination. Living a God-directed life will always challenge us and require us to bring our faith from the background of our experience to the foreground of our experience. Because my brothers and sisters, God will not permit any of us to be a permanent passenger on anybody's underground railroad. As a matter of fact, God often produces poignant periods of pressure and pain to thrust us up and out of comfort and ease into a state of challenge and effort. And my brothers and sisters, that is exactly where we find Noah as we follow the tapestry of this text, because Noah lived in a challenging time. It was a time of excessive corruption. It was a time of moral laxity. It was a time of political schizophrenia. It was a time of economic disparity, and Noah was under pressure to conform to the culture and conform to the crowd. He was being challenged to fit in so that he could get in. And yet his love for God and his walk with God would not permit him to subscribe nor surrender. He was tempted at times, and there were moments when it would have been easier for him to acquiesce, but his love for God and his walk with God would not permit him to give in. There were some boundaries in Brother Noah's life that he was not willing to cross. And my brothers and sisters, when you have a real relationship with God, I said a real relationship with God. I'm not just talking about a weekend rendezvous. See, most people in church don't want a real relationship with God. They just want to date God. Amen. They want to be a friend with benefits. But when you get to know God for who God is, and when you're mindful of the work that God has done and is doing in your life, it will cause you to build some boundaries around your life that you are unwilling to venture beyond. It's not that you're perfect or that you're not prone to entertain some thoughts that have not been transformed. It is just that the presence of God in you makes some things for you off limits and out of bounds. As a matter of fact, if we're honest today, we have to admit that we have had some thoughts. Let me rephrase that. We have some thoughts right now that are tainted. Do I have a witness today? We have to admit that we have some ways right now that are tainted. We have to admit that we have, amen, some urges right now that are yet unchanged. And it's only by the grace of God that we are not tore up from the floor up. Am I the only one in here today? Somebody in here ought to be willing to admit that it's not that you did not want to give in. Because you almost answered that text message. You almost picked up the phone. You almost made that midnight run. Oh my, but you were just kept from it by the grace of God. And so I've come by on this Sunday to tell our new deacons and deaconesses and all of us who occupy the sanctuary of the Most High God, I've come by to tell you that if you're going to follow God's direction, if you're going to listen to God, as we've been talking about in Bible study, it's going to, first of all, require you to believe the unlikely. Tell your neighbor, you have to believe the unlikely. God spoke to Noah about something that was highly unlikely, a flood covering the earth. Please understand that the area where Noah lived did not possess an abundant water supply. It was devoid of rivers and ponds and lakes and streams and oceans. Some theologians have even suggested that prior to this time, it had never rained before. Because you'll remember, we're still in the book of Genesis. And there was a time when the earth and the plant nature was watered not by rain falling, but by water coming up from the earth. Amen. So the idea of rain falling from heaven, which is what Noah was preaching, was unthinkable. We are skeptical about things that have never been seen, things that have never been done, things that have never been achieved, because according to our logic, if it has never been seen, if it has never been done, if it has never been accomplished, then it is not likely to be seen, it is not likely to be accomplished, it is not likely to be achieved. Therefore, we see no need to try it or believe in it. Because while we will acknowledge that it is possible, we will quickly say it is not probable. God is calling us to serve him not just out of memory, but tell your neighbor, he wants us to also serve him out of imagination. Whew. Not just out of what we have experienced in the past, but by what our faith will cause us to believe that we can do in the future. One of my favorite television shows as a child was a show called Star Trek. And I would sit, amen, I'd get run home from school, amen, and get in my daddy's big chair, and I would sit in that chair like I was Captain Kirk. And I would sit there and wait with great anticipation for the announcer to come on, and he would say, "These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to seek out strange new lands, to explore strange new worlds, to boldly go where no man has gone before." And I've come by to tell you that that is the kind of faith that God is calling on us to have today. The kind of faith that says, "God, I don't want to just do what has been done. God, I don't want to just do what others are doing. God, I'm willing by faith to stretch out and believe that there is more for me in my life, that there is greater for me in my life, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard." All of the, is there anybody here today willing to stretch out by faith? Matter of fact, I believe God is calling on somebody in here today to be the first in your family to go to college. Just because no one has done it, amen, doesn't mean that you can't. God is calling someone here to be the first one to build a business that is financially profitable and socially conscious. God is calling on somebody to be the first one in your family to get married and stay married. So my brothers and sisters, if you're going to get your direction from God, my brothers, if we're going to get our direction from God, my sisters, if we're going to get our direction from God, people of God, if we're going to get our direction from God, the first thing we have to be willing to do is believe the unlikely. But then God says, if you can believe the unlikely, I want you to step up to the plate and do the unthinkable. Tell your neighbor, do the unthinkable. God told Noah to build an ark and provided for him a detailed plan as to how to get it done. God is the God of incredible detail. God provided him detail because God is a God of detail, but also God provided detail because Brother Noah needed detail. Why did he need detail, you ask? Because an ark had never been built before. They had never seen an ark before because there had never been a need for an ark before. Somebody said that necessity is the mother of invention. There are times when God calls on us to do the unthinkable, to pursue the unimaginable. There are times when God leads us into places that are inconceivable and incomprehensible to the human mind, but not to the mind of God. Don't you hear Isaiah saying that God's thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways? God calls us to believe the unlikely that we might step forward and do the unthinkable. That's what God wants. That's what he wants to do in the body of Christ today.
Amen. He wants us. See, some of us are just set in our ways. We're set in a pattern. Amen. We worship the same way every Sunday. We praise the same way every Sunday. I can almost look at some of you and know just when you're going to stand. Just, amen, when you're going to lift your hand. Just when you're going to do whatever it is that you do. But God is calling on us to, amen, believe the unlikely so that we can do the unthinkable. He wants us to do the unthinkable. That's the meaning, my brothers and sisters, of the power of the Holy Ghost. Because the power of the Holy Ghost is not just power to make you shout. Oh my. The power of the Holy Ghost is not just power, amen, to make you run around the church. Do I have a witness today? But the true power of the Holy Ghost is the spiritual energy to do what you have not done, to go where you have not been, to try what you have not tried, to achieve what you've never achieved. It's my hope and it is my prayer that these brothers that we appoint as deacons today, that these sisters that we install as deaconesses today, it is my hope and my prayer that you will not be comfortable with ministry as it is. That you will not seek to do less, but seek to do more as it relates to what God would have you to do in his church and in his kingdom. I know I'm talking to somebody in the house today that God has been speaking to. He's been telling you that it's time for you to move to another level. There's somebody here today that the Lord has been telling, eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what God has in store for you. The good news is that even though it has not been thought of by you, it has already been thought through by God. Somebody will catch that in a minute. Amen. Amen. You see, God called Noah to trust that an ark was possible. Because God had already thought it through. God had already thought it through. God knew the dimensions that it needed to be. God knew the number of occupants that it could hold. God knew the weight load that it could bear. God knew the buoyancy necessary for it to float. Because God had already thought it through. Tell your neighbor, God has already thought some stuff through in your life. That's a shouting point right there. You see, God calls all of us not to trust in our thinking, but to trust in his thinking. And his thinking includes a level of detail that is far more extensive than our thinking. I come by to tell somebody that God has already thought through every contingency. He's already thought through every possibility. He's already thought through every scenario. While you're worrying about it, God has already worked it out. While you're up at night pacing the floor, God has already thought it through. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing catches God off guard. Nothing can cancel the plans that God has for your life. Nothing can destroy God's anointing over your life. Nothing can negate the favor of God in your life. Nothing can distract or destroy your divine destiny. I've come by to tell you that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Do I have a witness today? Come here, Moses. Do you have a testimony? Moses would say, yes, I do. When we took our first step toward freedom out of Egypt and God told me to travel down to the Red Sea, Moses said, it didn't make sense to me. Amen. Moses said, but since I was getting my directions from God, I did what he said. Moses would say, we were not ready for what transpired because we thought we were done with Pharaoh, but we figured out Pharaoh wasn't through with us. Can I get a witness today? it looked like we were gonna be destroyed. We got down to the Red Sea. There was water in front of us. There were mountains on either side of us. And Pharaoh was coming up behind us. And I got a little worried. I started to get a little anxious. But I remembered that God was directing us. And do you know what God did? God opened up the Red Sea. And we walked across on dry land. And what God raised up as a wall for us, he turned into a weapon for them. I come by to tell you, stop worrying about your enemies. Stop worrying about your haters. You worrying about it. God has already thought it through. Do I have a witness today? God has already consecrated the crisis so that it will glorify his name. He had already figured out how he would handle the enemies that were trying to mishandle us. God had already thought through how he would bring closure to our conflict. Is there anybody here today who knows that there is power in the name of God? Is there anybody here today who can say, I thank God that he is directing me. I thank God that he's already thought it through. He has thought through the recession. He has thought through the recovery. He has thought through every mistake. He has thought through every miscalculation. He has thought through every misstep. He's thought through every struggle, every fear, every disappointment. He has thought through the hurricane. He has thought through the earthquake. He has thought through the sickness that's going to come up in your body. God has already thought it through, and God is calling somebody to just believe, to just believe the unlikely, because he wants you to do the unthinkable. Oh my, can I take it a little further? I got to thinking about how did Noah get all of those animals into the boat? And do you know what God said? That wasn't for him to worry about. God said, I just told him to build a boat and I would take care of getting the animals in the boat. Do you know what that tells me? It tells me we got to learn how to stay in our lane. Let God be God. Just do what he says. And is there anybody here who knows that God will make a way for you? I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad that I've got a God. He sits high, he looks low, and he watches over me. Can I tell you one other thing I got to wondering about? You know, when Noah was dealing with all of these animals, he wasn't a circus trainer. He wasn't a dog whisperer. And do you know that some of the animals that he had to deal with, he was afraid of? Look at, here comes the lion. Here comes the tiger. Here comes the snake. Here comes the bear. Noah had to deal with animals that he was afraid of. And why would God, I said, why would God ask a man to deal with something that he was afraid of? And do you know what God said to me? God said, I challenge you sometimes to face your fears, because I want you to develop a faith that is bigger than your fear. I want you to develop a faith that's bigger than folk talking about you, that's bigger than folk lying on you. I let some things happen to develop your faith. Why don't you high five somebody? Tell them to believe the unlikely, so that you can do the unthinkable. But I got one more point, and we're going to get out of here. There's one other thing you've got to be willing to do if you're going to follow God's direction. You got to